I'm imagining people listening to this thinking, okay, well, what the heck am I supposed to do, right? And I right. think that we all have levels of different levels of engagement, right? Like some people are in a very new stage of coming to awareness. They're dimly aware that, you know, a styrofoam pack of chicken actually comes from anything else other than
right.
you know, a machine. Where, you know, and other people are much more conscious. But so, I mean, imagine we have a person who says, okay, you know, how do I become a more ethically, sensitive eater? What kinds of steps should I take, or what kinds of things should I be thinking about? If you're going to offer advice, perhaps, to these people, you know, what kinds of concrete things might right. you say?
I think the most important thing is to eat meat that is grass-fed. So what this means is you're unlikely to find this at a store. It means that you need to make a personal connection with a farmer. And that is also a really good thing to do, because I strongly believe we need to have personal connections to our food, to the people who are growing it, to the land where it's grown, and to the animals themselves. So you got to find somebody in your area who is doing grass-fed, grass-based farming, grass-fed meat. And there are some really great websites. So, for instance, Jill Robinson's site is called eatwild.com. And she has a state-by-state listing of all the grass-based farmers in every state. And it's really great because it's easy to find. So find one of those farmers. Go look at her website, and you will find, you know, there's beef, there's lamb, there's goat, there's buffalo, there's all kinds of good stuff. A lot of these farms also understand that for the ruminants to be healthy, for the grass to be healthy, you have to have more than one species, because that's how nature works. So after the ruminants go through, the pasture is then filled with birds, which is nature's model. So they'll also have pasture-raised chickens, or goose, or duck, or guinea fowl. And there's all kinds of, you know, interesting things you can try. But these are integrated communities that they are building, living communities. And so to eat that kind of food, it means that the animals have a great life. They're having the lives they want to have. They're out on grass all day with their heads in the green, just eating the way a cow should. And so the animals are extremely healthy. The land is being, the topsoil is being built. The land is being protected because it's in permanent cover. You could come back 10,000 years from now, and the only difference would be a few more inches of topsoil, and that is what we need to see on this planet. So every time you buy meat from a local grass-based farmer, you are doing something very direct to help save the planet. You cannot say the same thing for wheat or soy or corn. You can say that about grass-based farming. So find those farmers in your area. Pay them whatever they need to pay to be paid to make a living, because they work hard. It's hard work. Another thing you can do, if you even have a suburban plot, is get chickens. Get your own backyard chickens. It's the most amazing experience you'll ever have. Chickens are so much fun. And so you can have wonderful little friends, as well as having fresh eggs every single day. And if you've got kids, oh my God, they're going to have the time of their lives. You can also get really involved on a local level with this, because in a lot of places it's illegal to have urban chickens. And you can get involved and try to re-legalize that. I mean, that, none of that was done until the 40s and the 50s. It used to be fine to keep livestock in your small yard. People used to have goats in cities. They used to have chickens and geese in their backyards. So get involved on a local level and make food more reliable and more ethical. Grow it yourself. The closer it is to home, the less fossil fuels involved in getting it to you. And as things get scarier and scarier with peak oil and economic collapse, we're going to need to remember how to grow our own food. So this is a great project on every level, because you're helping to build a more resilient community where you live. You're helping to build topsoil. You're learning skills you're going to need. You'll make friends with your neighbors. You can get involved in local politics by trying to make everybody understand why this is important. Maybe you need to change a city ordinance to have chickens. You'll learn about direct democracy that way. There's nothing wrong with this project. It's only good across the board. Plus, you'll get these cute little critters running around. I always say people need, everybody needs to have their own personal dinosaurs. They're just so much fun, chickens. I mean, they just do the most, you'll just have stories forever. You're going to be like those people with the, you know, the photographs of their two-year-olds. You know, it's like I get pictures of chickens in my wallet. It's like, oh, look what you did today. But they're really fun. So, and they're a great animal to start with, because their needs are very simple. So I would say, yeah, get a grass-based farmer in your area, buy your food from them, and think about having some backyard animals yourself to help with food production. And get involved with all that stuff, because it's great, and we're going to need to know how to do that as the future, you know, gets sort of tighter and scarier.